Salvate discipuli and salvate omnes. Welcome again to another episode of Latin in Layman's, where I'm going to be doing some etymologizing, but I'm going to do it with Greek. And in this case, it's going to be kind of riffing off from a series of videos that I've been doing on TikTok and also putting them on YouTube, where I take a Greek and or Latin root word, and then go off in all the derivatives and cognates associated with, not all of them, but interesting ones, ones to touch upon, ones to get your minds thinking about maybe others that you might see in the world. Now, we're just becoming a little bit more aware of our language. And with that, consider supporting me, sharing me to your friends, your colleagues, coworkers, family, whoever wants to learn, whoever likes podcasts, would appreciate you, really would, because we're trying to get this rhetoric revolution going. I'm feeling like it can happen. It can still happen, but it's kind of made a little bit of a meh. So we got to get it going again. So also you can monetarily support me. Give me a little tip at Ko-Fi if you want to. Follow the link in the show notes, as well as maybe using my code with Gut Guardian if you're feeling like you're wanting to try a new probiotic, prebiotic, postbiotic drink with bunches of good fiber and all that good stuff. Yeah, you know what? I mean, we as humans on a day-to-day basis, we don't get enough fiber. And that's why we have all of these individuals that are so, my age. We're having all these younger generations, Gen Z, showing up with colon cancer, stage 2, 3, 4, in their 20s and 30s. Sometimes I worry if that's going to be me, but alas, I'm trying to fight the good fight against them like that. But it's because we don't get, you know, we're not feeding that microbiome within our gut, that second brain. Because what I've learned is that we want that fiber, but we also want to inoculate it with good probiotics. Now, you can get probiotics as well from fermented foods. I would suggest low sugar fermented foods like kimchi, sauerkraut. Get sauerkraut that's refrigerated. Don't be getting that stuff that's on the actual shelves in the aisles. Same thing with pickles. You can get fermented pickles as well in the refrigerated section. You can consider those things, as well as low sugar kombucha as well. But then again, you can also just consider Gut Guardian and give that shot as a shot, because we all know that everything in the grocery store right now is astronomical and it's never going to come down now, alas. So I didn't actually plan on doing a little bit of a commercial for Gut Guardian right there, but, you know, apologies. Like, they don't, you know, it's whatever. I don't even know if I somebody's got to try that code. I don't know if my code works forever and ever and ever, or if there's a cutoff date or something like that with that. Because I started working with them at the beginning of February. Mid-February. I'm not sure, because I haven't really garnered a lot of people to actually buy the product. I don't know if they just drop me, whatever. Anyways, non-monetarily speaking, you can go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this, and rate me. And you can go to Apple Podcasts. I'd like to mention, because I think that people need to be reminded how it works when you got to look me up. You go to Latin in Layman's, but you got to scroll all the way down in order to leave a rating. And then leave a blurb if you want to. I want to shout you out. I want to hear you guys. Nobody writes anything. They just rate it and give me 5 stars. Thank you so much for doing so, but I want to hear your voice as well. I'm busy. I'm always talking into this thing. I'm talking into it a lot. I want to hear from y'all. I hear from myself plenty. That's why I don't listen to these after the fact. I know how my voice is at this point. And I remember the first time when I listened to my voice after, you know, because you realize, you're like, I think it was when I was making a voicemail, but you realize how like your voice just sounds so much different when you actually listen to it through a, you know, something that is actually conveying your speech rather than you hearing it from, I don't know. It's a weird perspective. I don't know the science of that. And now I kind of want to know. So I'm going to look that up in the future here, probably today. That being said, though, thanks for all the support. I'm going to leave it there. Let's get on into it, learn something new. Alrighty, we're going to start off with the Greek word tropos. Tropos means turning. This essentially, first one, is where we get the tropics from, which is the area of the earth from the equator north to the Tropic of Cancer and south of the Tropic of Capricorn. So if you didn't know, now you know. Tropical also is the climate of the earth in the tropics, pertaining to the tropics, the tropos, the turning of, essentially. Phototropic. What is phototropic? Well, kind of plants. I'm kind of phototropic too. Photos meaning light, and then tropic again referring to turning. So essentially, it is a turning toward light, as leaves and flowers do essentially, right? If you've ever seen a prayer plant? A prayer plant, a calathea. A calathea rises, and it, as you've seen with the leaves, they either lie down at night or they rise during the day. If you're a plant propagator and or cultivator and or horticulturist, because hortus in Latin means garden, then you very well know that you tend to rotate your plants, right? Like I do, at least, because I realize that my monsteras, for instance, will start to turn towards the sun and they start to press themselves up against my windows, for instance, or something like that. And then I gotta turn it, and then they do the same thing again where they turn back around, press themselves towards the windows. Fun stuff. It's cool. They're little beings. I love my plants. How about heliotrope? Helios means sun, not light, but sun. Trope, or trope, referring to turning. What's a heliotrope? It's a flower named for its tendency to turn towards the sun. If you didn't know, now you know. Tropophilus, tropos, turning, philis, pertaining to philia, the affinity for or love of. These are plants or trees which like a change or turning of seasons, aka hot and cold, wet and dry. They love turning towards the seasons in which they thrive in and or not thrive in. Mwah. Thermotropism. Thermos, heat or temperature. Probably heat more in this case. Tropism, turning towards. Are you a thermotropic? You turn in towards the heat, man. Maybe it's a little cold outside and you gotta warm up against the fire. It means turning towards heat. Cats do this. So let's get into a little bit more information about these words, because the tropics, like I mentioned, it's the area of the earth from the equator that's north of the Tropic of Cancer and south of the Tropic of Capricorn. You have no idea how long it took me to relay that in my head before this episode, you guys, so that I could get that right. North to the Tropic of Cancer and south to the Tropic of Capricorn, because I did not know that, and I knew that I was going to forget it if I didn't repeat it to myself a bunch. The tropics is for a little geography lesson. There are two circles on the globe at 23 degrees, 27 minutes latitude, called Tropic of Cancer, which is north of the equator, and you got the Tropic of Capricorn, which is south of the equator, aka these are the furthest latitudes essentially from the equator on which the sun shines straight down. So, straight down, that's why it's tropical. I guess, turning towards the light. Let's get into it a little bit more, because I have a little bit more information about this. The two tropic lines are the latitudes at which the sun seems to essentially turn and go back the other way. You kind of need a globe to explain this, but think about it and see if you can conceptualize it in your mind's eye, if you will. In the northern hemisphere, the turning time is called the summer solstice. And in the summer, and in the southern hemisphere, in the northern hemisphere, summer solstice. In the southern hemisphere, what do you think? Probably going to be the winter solstice. The solstices are, at least for us, the longest and shortest days of the year. turning either towards or away from the light. I really got into that etymologically now, didn't I? There you go. Extra words, honorable mentions. Tropometer. Metron, measurement or length. Measurement would probably be better in this case. A tropometer is an instrument which measures the amount of turning, of eyeballs or bones, essentially in their sockets. Tropometer. So it's measuring the turning of those eyeballs or bones in their sockets because, and in that case, the sockets are going to be the ball and socket joints, which we only have in our hips and in our shoulders. That's why I've dislocated mine so many times. And how about one more word? Chromotropism. Chroma means color. Turning or changing color, essentially, is what this refers to. So, I don't know. Is it kind of like a chemical term? Because we could say the chameleons or autumn leaves are kind of chromotropic as well, right? Because, you know, the leaves turn from green to red to fiery red to orange to yellow to whatever. And then we know the chameleons can change their color to blend with their background. So I don't know. What do you think? I'm going to start doing these in shorter little bitty episodes, I think. So I'm going to leave you guys with that one for a little bit of a tidbit. And then maybe I'll do two for the next time around if we consider that to be a little bit too short of an episode this time around. But then again, if you learn something new, I would appreciate your support. I love you all very much. Tempus est scedere.